General Motors on Safari. Here is adventure. Excitement. And danger. Bringing you the African bushbelt of today and yesterday in dramatized fact, fiction, and true life documentary. General Motors on Safari.
Frank, I say, Frank, who's
that?
Do
you want to make your booking straight away, Bob, or do you want to... Who?
Hang on.
What is it?
Oh, she went in there. Chemist's over there, near the Stanley, see? Wait a minute, she might come out. Didn't you see her? Tall, beautiful, black hair, long... What's up? Who is she? Do you know her?
I don't know everyone in the country, Bob.
Oh, sure.
I know her, though. That's Mary Aldis.
Yes? Who's she?
The most beautiful woman in Kenya.
It had been a wonderful safari. Bob Adams was one of those clients every hunter dreams of taking out. No, he wasn't rich. In fact, he'd saved for 5 years for his trip to East Africa. We'd had a six-week safari to the Mau Forest, the Garissa district, and Kankambeni up on the Kinamgob. I've always admired a fine shot. I've admired even more a scrupulously honest man. Bob Adams was those things and a lot more besides. A wonderful safari. Companionship, fine shooting, and a man who loved the wildlife of my favourite country, even though he was seeing it for the very first time on a brief six-week vacation. We were making for the Airways booking office to arrange his trip back to England when he saw Mary Aldis cross the street and go into Kamari's, the chemist's shop. And that's where the story I'm going to tell you tonight really began. It was a stinking hot day. Everybody was waiting for the long rains. For want of a better title, my story might be called Obsession.
How about here?
Where the devil did she go? That's what I'd like to know.
Here?
Oh, yes, please. Thanks.
Pilsner, beer, tafetari. Baridi sana, huh? Grub?
Oh, no, thanks. I'll wait. Frank, you know her.
That girl? Yes, I know Mary. Everybody does.
I wish the heck we hadn't lost her. Where the...
She'll be around, Bob. It's her provisions trip. Even Mary's got to come to Nairobi sometime.
Huh? Even Mary? Mary. Beautiful name. Is she really the most beautiful woman in Kenya? Come on, Frank, spill the beans. What's the...
It's a long story. Do you want to hear it?
You know ruddy well I do. I want to meet her, too.
You're flying on Monday back to Britain. Day after tomorrow.
Am I? That remains to be seen. Her hair. How long is it, for pity's sake? No makeup, she didn't need any. Gosh, she really was a stunner. Long, long legs.
You saw all that from across the street. Asante sana, Njoroge.
Baridi.
Mary Aldis. She was beautiful, by anybody's standards. The year was 1960. She lived then on a desolate farm up in the Kinamgob. She lived alone because her father had died in 59, a year before Bob Adams left England. Ken Aldis had been killed by a lion, you see. I was up at the Mboga farm when they brought him in. I was there, and so was Richard Donovan, and so was Mary. Mary's father had been tracking the lion because it had been after his cattle. It was a confirmed killer. The farmers had banded together and sworn to eliminate the beast once and for all. Ken Aldis went out on his own, sat up over a carcass waiting for the big black-maned male to put in an appearance, and had given up round about 7 o'clock in the morning. He'd left his hide, gathered together his rifles and coffee flasks, and trudged back to his motor car. The cattle killer was waiting 10 yards from the hated man-thing with wheels.
Mary, girl, I'm sorry. So very, very sorry. I'll leave her.
Why? Why? Daddy was the best shot in the world. He was. He knew lions. He's killed hundreds.
Mary.
They were always after our cows. Always. Oh, Daddy!
Mary. Mary, darling. Will you come back to Nairobi with us? Look, I'll...
Push off back, Rich. I'll stay.
But what about the...
I'll arrange it with the shovel. Frank.
June says she must come back to Nairobi. We were scared something had happened when Ken didn't come back by midday. Oh, blast.
Shh. Don't think she's fit to move yet, Rich. I'll drive her down. She can go over to the Petersons tonight.
Poor kid. Always to the best people. Always the wrong people who cop it. Nobody was loved more than him, the whole blasted Highlands.
Oh, don't get maudlin, Rich. No, I mean that. He's dead. We choose to live here. No one asked any of us to fool around in the bush, to farm, to try and make a living with armyworm, rinderpest, drought, labor troubles, and lion. You make your bed, you lie in it, and take what comes. Ken Aldis knew what he was doing. Just once he was careless. Once. And unluckily, it was once too often. She'll be okay. She's tough. She's keen here.
He never had any time to get anywhere near his guns. Safety catches on. Just the knife. There was a chap in South Africa who killed a lion with a knife once and lived.
I know. Game warden, years ago. Well, maybe his was a smaller lion. I don't know. Or perhaps he was better with a knife.
Okay. Phone me, will you? She is welcome to come to us. Stay as long as she likes.
That's nice of you, but I don't think she'll leave the farm.
Yes. Well, she can't stay here now, Frank. Not after...
Oh, she can, you know, and she will too, if I'm any judge. But I'll phone you anyhow.
Yes, all right. But do your best. Tell her she'll be left alone. It's peaceful out at Ridgeway's. She needs peace for a while. Somewhere, then, there's a lion running around up here. Minus one ear.
A lion running around minus one ear. One desperate slash, that's all Ken Aldis had time for. And in her anguish, that fact remained uppermost in Mary's mind. 3 days later, when she no longer cried, I spoke to her about leaving McKinnon Cop and going to the Donovans down in Nairobi.
Thank Uncle Richard for me, would you please, Mr. Lauderdale, but I'll stay up here.
It'll be better for you down there, Mary. Come back here later when you've... When things are all right.
I'm all right. I must stay.
Why must you? Look, nobody's asking you to leave for long.
I've got something to do, Mr. Lauderdale.
Something to do?
I've got to shoot a lion.
Mary. Don't worry, girlie. The boys up here, the farmers, they'll make sure that the lion's...
No, Mr. Lauderdale. No. They're not to touch the lion. I won't have it.
But Mary, my dear, the Killing Copse, it's a big place. And since the last rains, there's heaps of... Oh, Mary, the place is crawling with lions. I'm sorry, my girl, but this is just...
How many are there with one ear, Mr. Lauderdale?
She was a strong-willed girl. I argued with her. I ran out of patience after a while. In the end, I gave up, and that girl devoted the next year of her life to a continuous hunt for a black-maned lion with one ear.
And she's still looking.
She's still looking. 13 months it's been now. She comes here for provisions and to get the truck serviced every 8 weeks or so. Stays a day and a night and goes back again.
But the lion could be anywhere in Kenya. Whew, she sounds quite a girl. Could I meet anything?
I see what I could do. You know something?
What?
I think it's time Miss Aldis put away her guns and stopped her feud with nature. And you, Bob... might be just the bloke to make her see reason. Careless of me. I realized it a moment later. But I'd more or less promised it was too late. Bob Adams wanted to meet Mary Aldis.
Accordingly, I took him that night to where I knew Mary would be. The Banda Inn, a pub in Langata. We arrived at 6 o'clock that evening. Yes, she was there. I was momentarily shocked by her appearance. Still beautiful, yes, but she looked 35, not 20. She was alone. I went into the members' bar and left Bob Adams to it. Perhaps it was cowardly of me not to affect introductions, but I knew that Mary would never forgive me if I did. It was Bob's pigeon. He didn't waste much time.
Miss Aldous?
Yes?
Good evening.
Good evening.
My name's Adams. Bob Adams. I'm here on a hunting trip. At least I was. It's over now. My hunter was Frank Lauderdale. You know him, I believe.
Yes.
May I order you a drink? You see, I'm...
No, thank you, Mr. Adams. I was just going in.
May I talk to you? I'd like to very much.
I'm afraid I am just going in, Mr. Adams. I've got a long trip in the morning, and I must...
Yes, to the Kinnicop. You haven't finished the drink you have. I promise not to stay long. I've enjoyed my trip here enormously. Your country's terribly beautiful. And so are you. Please forgive me. A few minutes. It's still pretty early. Lauderdale, tell me about your hunt. I'd like to... help you. Got to the point within a couple of minutes. You've no idea what I planned to say. I was going to lead up to it.
Lead up to what, Mr. Adams?
To my offer. To help you.
Help? I don't want any help.
You're looking for a lion, aren't you? Miss Aldous, you won't keep still. You keep getting up. Miss Aldous, I want to talk to you.
And I don't want to talk to you. Good night, Mr. Adams.
Oh, I'm sorry about what happened to your father. A year ago. Frank says the lion you're looking for could be dead. You don't think so? I don't think so either. I'd like to offer you my assistance.
You're very clumsy, Mr. Adams.
Name's Bob. I want to stay in Kenya. I've got a bond. I need a job. Can you give me one?
I'm not an employment agency, Mr. Adams.
Name's Bob. I know you're not, but you've got a farm. I'll take £10 a month for my food.
I repeat, I'm not an
employment agency. I repeat, you've got a farm. You need a foreman.
I do not need a foreman. All my labor's Kikuyu.
You've just hired your first white man, the cheapest in Kenya.
And what makes you think I should hire you, Mr. Adams?
Name's Bob, as a matter of fact. Well, I don't know anything about farming, but I'm probably the best shot in the country.
I'm going now. I've got a long way to drive at dawn.
What about your new foreman?
I haven't got a new foreman. I don't need one. Goodbye.
I'll follow you.
Will you, heck?
And he did, too.
Looking for space to hang and dry your washing? Washline Distributors have the solution. Their rotating and fold-down washlines take up the smallest spaces. Ideal for townhouses, simplexes and balconies at affordable prices. Galvanized or powder-coated and available in 5 different colors. For 24-hour delivery, installation, reliable and friendly service, phone Washline Distributors on 011-792-2486. That's 011-792-2486. Wash lines for every space and need.
Splish, splash the water hog, splashing all day long. Using up the water, it's too late when it's gone. If you want to help, then this is what to do. Make sure the water hog is never, never you. Just make sure the water hog is never.
Mary Aldous drove to Mboga the next morning, and Bob Adams followed. He slept in the four-wheel drive safari wagon he'd borrowed that night. I was the guilty one. I'd loaned the vehicle to him. Around midday, there was a screaming match, and the famous Aldous temper was on full display. She asked, threatened, and pleaded with him to leave Mboga. Leave the Kinnunkop. Leave Kenya. The farm boys did no work. They stood around grinning and listening. 2 days passed, and Mary was late for her patrol, her hunt, her eternal search for the one-eared, black-maned male lion which killed her father. She wouldn't leave the farm because Adams was waiting. The second evening, he trespassed.
You need a drop of oil on those hinges.
Get out. Leave me alone. I don't want you on my property. I don't want you anywhere near this place. Do you hear me? What do you think you're doing? What right have you to come crashing, blundering into my life?
Frank Lauderdale
can drop Frank dead. Lauderdale. How dare he put his clumsy hands into my business? How dare he tell strangers about things that are secrets? How dare he betray
Frank
me?
Lauderdale.
Shut up!
Your dogs don't like you shouting either.
You look very beautiful, but you'll hurt your throat.
Leave this farm. Now.
No.
I'll set the dogs onto you, Mr. Adams.
Name's Bob.
And I'll have my head man throw what's left of you over the fence. I shall say you threatened me with a gun.
Oh! All right, that's enough.
Why did you clear out and leave me alone? Why did you follow me? Why did you come here?
Because I saw you one day in Government Road. I saw you when you were beautiful.
Oh.
And I asked my friend Lauderdale who you were, and he told me your story. And because all my life, stupid waste has hurt me.
Oh.
Especially when it's something beautiful, incredibly beautiful that's being wasted. I had to see you again. I had to follow you. I couldn't let you just go away and bury yourself up here in this place.
Let go of me.
I followed you up here so that you can give all your farm blokes long leave. So that you can put someone here to look after the farm while you go for a long, long holiday
in
Europe.
What are you talking about?
As my wife. Now, clean yourself up, put something respectable on. We're going down to Nairobi. You'll need some sort of ring, and then we'll look around for someone to marry us. Do you like the thick band type or the thin band type of ring?
He succeeded in shocking her anyway. For the first time in a long time, she was shaken. Her answer? She snared at him, pulled her arm away, and walked from the room.
I'll stay. I won't leave here without...
A week passed, and then one morning, around 2 o'clock, with the help of her boys, I suppose, while Bob was sleeping in his truck, for which he owed a lot of money by that time, Mary left the farm. She went to a neighboring farm, 11 miles away. Borrowed a car and left for the Aberdares, a range of mountains where the Mau Mau once hid, and where lions occasionally roam. Adams forced the informer head boy with the help of a bribe to be collected at a later date. He borrowed money for petrol, stocked the truck with it, and went up into the Aberdares. He took 3.5 weeks to find her. Mary Aldous's obsession was still pretty strong, but she didn't quite know what to do about it. In her heart of hearts, she knew the animal she swore she was seeking had probably expired somewhere, sometime during the 12 months since the killing, died alone, as most animals do. Perhaps wandering in search of a lion was an excuse. Perhaps it had become a habit, even if her original fury, her obsession, even if this had worn, this was a proud woman. All Kenya knew her story, knew the way she lived, why she lived that way. If any farmer had ever shot a lion with one ear, he'd have been torn between telling Mary and leaving the country for fear of her wrath. Anyway, Bob walked into her camp round about 5 o'clock one afternoon. Mary wasn't there, so he sat down by the small khaki tent and waited. He didn't have to wait long.
Oh, hi. You certainly, what's up? Hey, it's me, Bob Adams, remember? Hey, you'd better point that thing the other way, won't you? You don't want to shoot me, that'd be, well, husband side. Almost, anyway. How are you, Mary? Still at it?
Get in your car and scoot.
Oh, look, darling,
don't I just... you darling me! I shall count 10. Get up and go before I've reached 10 or I'll shoot you.
Oh, now, be reasonable. I'm defenseless, Mary. I don't travel with a gun, and Frank took all his off with some Americans to Tanganyika. I mean, you can't...
Do as I say. I mean what I say.
Okay. If that's the way you want it.
That's the way I want it. Go away from me and never come back again.
Right. Tell me one thing. Just one, and I promise I'll clear off and never come back again. Even though I love you.
Goodbye, Mr. Adams.
Tell me, what's all this about? You're not fooling anyone. You know that? You're a woman. Your father was killed by a lion. But a woman can't hate a lion. An animal which acts by instinct. It sees a human being and wallop. It's natural. You can't hate animals. Please, tell me. Then I'll go. That's a promise.
My father used a rifle you've probably never heard of. It's called a May Anderson 375. Until 1950, there were limited supplies of ammunition to be had in Kenya for it. In 1957, the importers had a quarrel or decided for some reason not to get any more. It was only a little bit of this ammunition left. My father bought it up. The three or four other people who used a May Anderson got rid of their guns and changed to something else. My father wouldn't. The May Anderson was made in America. In 1954, they stopped manufacturing the gun altogether, and, of course, the ammunition. Daddy couldn't get any more. Only at a fantastic price. He couldn't afford it. He didn't like any other sort of gun either. The ordinary 375 cartridges had tiny flange things near the tip. It's a fraction stuck to pass along the barrel of the May Anderson rifle, but Daddy found if he filed the bullets, he could use them. Uncle Rich said he was silly, waste of time and that, but Daddy was always pig-headed. He did file 375 bullets, and he used them. That day when he went out to wait for the lion over the carcass, I packed his stuff. I was supposed to put the treated bullets into his cartridge belt. I was leaving that night for Nairobi to stay with Uncle Rich. I put in the wrong bullets. Unfiled ones. Oh, they fit into the breech all right, but they weren't passed down the barrel. They'd either blow the gun to pieces or... I don't know when he found out. I can't understand why he never checked. And I'll never know now. But I killed him.
Yes. But...
You promised you'd go. It's getting dark, the difficult road. And don't say any more.
And Bob Adams shrugged and braced himself to rise. As he looked up, he saw, standing, tail swishing slowly 30 yards behind the girl with the rifle, a fully grown male lion. In the dimmit light, he saw that the animal had one ear missing. Adams didn't move.
Mary.
I said, don't.
You'd better shoot me. But just turn round and pot that lion standing behind you first. Otherwise, he might mess us both up.
Oh, you stupid, dreary creature.
The lion, he was black-maned, opened his great jaws in a soundless snarl, braced itself and went like a bullet for the girl.
Mary!
As the beast hit the girl, the rifle was discharged. It spun from her hands. Adams leapt sideways and gathered up the rifle in the dying light of day. He prayed that there was another bullet in the breech as he lifted the weapon.
Mary!
For an instant, the lion was distracted. It turned, and the man fired.
Mary. Oh, Mary, please. No, please.
the man carried the most beautiful girl in Kenya to the truck and drove the tortuous journey back. Every cry the girl made was like an icicle in his heart. They operated within an hour of his arrival. Mary Aldis hung between life and death for 3 days, and then, slowly, the retreat was halted. She lived. A once lovely lady, terribly scarred. She left hospital, caring little for life, wanting to hide herself, wanting nothing. She cut the long black hair off, did her best to complete the disfigurement. She tried to hide herself, but Robert Adams was waiting. She looked briefly for somewhere to run to, and then gave up. They were married at St. Austin's Church, Nairobi, on December the 14th, 1963, and slowly, oh, so slowly, that once beautiful, unhappy girl became the happiest, most radiant woman I've ever known. They live, still to this day, at Mbogo Farm. Just one more thing. Richard Donovan collected the dead lion from the Aberdares. Scavengers had left the head. The animal did have one ear missing, but it hadn't been cut off by a knife. The black-maned male had lost its right ear because of anthrax. The lion that killed Ken Aldis was never seen again.
Join us again next week for another story of the African Bushveld. It might be fact, it might be fiction, in General Motors on Safari. Brought to you by General Motors South African, manufacturers of Cadillac, Buick, Oldsmobile, Pontiac, Chevrolet, Beaumont, Vauxhall, Opel, Holden, Bedford, and GMC Motor Vehicles.